All right, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Los Angeles Clippers 129-124 on ESPN last night. But more out of that game, which is two title contenders, both in the West and East, is the fact that a national televised game to have one of the biggest stars in the league not playing in it yet again. Kawhi Leonard sitting in the loss for the Clippers as he is resting on the front half of back-to-backs this season. Only 8 games into the year, the Clippers have played 2 back-to-backs. Kawhi Leonard has sat the first game of both of those back-to-backs, and the NBA came out and said that the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard are adhering to their new policy that they have of resting players for marquee games, saying that he is listed as a minor knee injury on the injury report, but is still not sitting up well with TV executives and sure as heck not with fans who want to watch the biggest stars in the biggest games.
Yeah, load management is going to rear its ugly head a lot this year. I think because we're going to see more of Kawhi Leonard now that it is in the Western Conference, and you're going to have LeBron, who's aging. And by the way, he had a triple-double, but he's 35. How
34.
Old is LeBron? 34?
Or 30, he just, no, he's 35. He's my age.
Okay.
He's my age.
But these guys are old. Anthony Davis is I mean, he's had a lot of injuries. Guys are going to rest. You're going to have to, Dame can't keep putting up 39. I know he's been a warrior for so long. What is the real upset reason of not just fans or TV executives, it's financially. I mean, when you invest financially and go into one of these games or see that, you want to see a star play.
Yeah.
And the old school guys are going to look at you and go, what are you doing? Why aren't you playing? What are you doing? Well, what's the value of playing in it? That's what the biggest argument I heard yesterday was, what is the value of playing in a game in November?
There is
where in any other league? Oh, baseball.
Baseball. Hockey, maybe?
I can't speak for hockey guys, but I can guarantee you that I don't think hockey guy is the one that wants to sit out anything.
But you know what? I wouldn't say this. I'd say that's what makes the NFL so popular. Would you
every
not
game matters.
Say every game
matters.
Makes yeah. it so much more important. It's yep. all ramped up and everything's heightened. Like one injury can derail everything you're working for.
Well, and if you listen to Matt Patricia, he was talking about the injuries just through Detroit. He said our guys are beat up. They are beat down. We have massive injuries. Our training room is full of guys, but we have to play. This is just what you do when you're an NFL player. So let's not compare the two in a sense of who's tougher or who's not. That's not what we're trying to say. I think that the NBA is just full of a lot more intelligent people, and they're highly paid, and they understand is that the demand is in March and April.
Right.
Demand is not in November. So complain all you want, ESPN. Complain all you want. You didn't get your star guys because all they care about is eyeballs. Eyeballs for viewers. Eyeballs for advertisers, and then they can put back their metric numbers and make everybody happy.
Well, do you know when the last time Kawhi Leonard has played in back-to-backs?
No.
April of 2017
it's been a
was
while.
The last back-to-back he played. He's played on two different teams since then. You know, he was a member of the Spurs, now then he was a member of the Raptors, now he's a member of the Clippers. Again, this is nothing new, but it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you are the Clippers, because of the fact that they play on ESPN last night, and then tonight, they play on TNT against the Portland Trail Blazers, where he will be playing in that one, which Blazer fans are just going, oh God, you know, you're going to be playing in that one. But ESPN's Tim Legler, he chimed in on the load management conversation as well.
It just affects the product, and it affects the product for the fans. It affects the product for what we do for a living. How am I supposed to analyze that game last night if Kawhi Leonard didn't play? Am I supposed to give you an idea of how they're going to look when they match up in the finals potentially? How? He's the most important player on the court. Can't do it. And from obviously a fan's perspective, we know how it affects you. You know, I saw a scenic last night before the game because it was our game. They showed a guy walking into the game. He had his arm around two young boys, maybe an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, I'm going to say. Both had Kawhi Leonard
shirts on.
And I'm saying to myself, all right, they live in L.A. Maybe they're season ticket holders. I don't know. Maybe they're not. Maybe that's the only game they're going to. Maybe that's a birthday present for one of those kids. Is that a reason to force Kawhi Leonard to play or whatever? Obviously not.
No, right.
But I'm just saying that will always stick in my mind because I don't know when I sit down as an analyst from night to night what I'm about to watch. And I never felt that way about the league before.
You know, I love Legs. He's fantastic. He's one of the best in the business. I'm not a fan of using the kids thing.
Not.
I'm not.
Why?
I'm
Won't
not
somebody
at all.
Think of the children?
No. When it comes to sports, I'm not. Look at the kids. Oh, look at the kids. I can appreciate where you're going with that and understand the kids are putting on the uniform. And what did that jersey cost? $150 that you bought? I mean, it's not like the kid is going to be I'm completely devastated I didn't get to see. This isn't they weren't the Make-A-Wish Foundation kids. These were just some kids that were there. That's a whole different story. Let's not compare the two. The old use the kids thing is just it's a bad look. I can't stand when you're just that's your immediate scapegoat is what about the kids thing? And when the NBA goes, that's not what we're here for. We're really worried about making $40 and $50 million. These players don't think of it that way. Never have.
Do you think that I've heard this one thrown out there? If you want to curb resting players, you force the players who are sitting out for rest to sign autographs. Like it's mandatory to sign autographs because then that fixes legs little problem yeah. that he has with the kids. You got to sign
take
autographs for the kids.
Take some pictures, sign some autographs.
Like you have to go on the concourse. And
really, those
sign
kids
autographs.
Got to go to an NBA game and watch Giannis Antetokounmpo drop 38
Thank you.
And 16.
It's, you got to
they
go to
probably still had a decent night.
You got to go to the Staples Center. You got to watch a great game.
You watch Patrick Beverley play fundamentally sound defense.
I can't stand everybody goes to the kids. Oh, what about the kids? Well, I'm going to write the letter. I'm going to be the parent that writes the email to the school because it's all about the kids.
Well, it is a bummer not to see him, but it's not all that different from showing up and watching him get hurt in the first 2 minutes.
You know, here's something
disappointing.
Here's something that's kind of on the same path here is that when I was a kid, well, I had a birthday and my dad took me and like six of my buddies up to Seattle to the Kingdom to watch a Mariners White Sox game. And we were going to watch Bo Jackson. It was when he was back from the hip injury.
Yeah.
He was going to be playing. Bo Jackson did not play because he was resting. They were in the middle of a long road trip, did not play. My birthday did not suck. And that game experience did not suck because Bo Jackson wasn't playing.
But that's an easy thing to say, isn't it?
In fact, yeah. I got my glove signed by Randy Johnson. Yeah. It was sweet. Like it was an awesome time. It was great. And that was a really cool experience. When I was a kid, it was like, oh, Bo Jackson's not playing. It didn't ruin the experience. It was. I got to go to a Major League Baseball game.
Yeah.
You know?
Now these kids will go on Twitter because they have their TikTok and their Twitters and their social media, and they'll bitch and complain that they didn't get to see their superstar kid with their $1,000 phone taking their TikTok, letting everybody know how bad of an experience. Really?
I don't think it is, though. I think it's adults saying that the kids are having
Thank
a bad
you.
Experience.
Thank you. That's the point. It's not. It doesn't have anything to do with the kids. Kids don't know any different. No. Kids are just going to reflect what the parents tell them.
Right. Right. And that's okay.
So parents, shut up. Sit down. Enjoy your moment. Quit your complaining.
Man. Well, load management. The Blazers will not be on the beneficial end of load management tonight. Kawhi Leonard will play. And look, they were without Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, and they still almost beat the Bucks last night. They're going to be so good when Paul George gets back.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
And it pains
gonna
me to
be
say,
good. They're, yeah, they're,
it pains me to say it. The Lakers are damn good too. And early in this NBA season, it's looking like the West is going to be dominated by those two teams. Now, obviously, a lot can happen, and teams can start gelling, including Portland can come around, and they're going to be a tough out once CJ starts hitting shots and some of those guys. But the Lakers and the Clippers, when they are healthy, watch out. Dallas is going to push them. Denver's going to push them. They're going to be tough. But those two teams look head and shoulders most talented.
Pretty good.
Early in the year.